Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
For decades, there's been an unwritten rule in American politics. Don't use the F word. Not anymore. President Biden just gave a speech saying the philosophy of Donald Trump's Make America Great movement is like, quote, semi-fascism. Leading Republicans condemned the speech as divisive, an insult to the nearly half of Americans who vote for them. Commentators said the president had made the same kind of campaign blunder Hillary Clinton did in 2016 when she called Trump supporters deplorables. In any case, accusing them of being fascists, semi or otherwise, was clearly crossing a line. Fascism is one of the most loaded words in the language. It's the ultimate insult, conjuring up book burnings, goose-stepping soldiers, Hitler, Mussolini, the Holocaust. The U.S. has largely been spared such excesses, but Biden's use of the F word raises two questions. What is fascism? And has it really come to America? First one's hard to answer, second one not so much. There have been about a dozen openly fascist countries and major political parties since the concept originated in the 1920s. They were not at all similar. Still, historians and political scientists generally agree on the essentials of fascism. A charismatic leader who promises national rebirth, hostility toward minorities, outsiders, elections, tolerance for violence, an obsession with patriotism, nationalism, militarism, masculinity, cultural purity. Alarmingly, the MAGA movement checks most of those boxes. Its very name promises national rebirth. Its leader aspires to charisma. He's inseparable from the movement, which has disdain for blacks, gays, Jews, immigrants, and the legitimacy of the 2020 election. The MAGA folks support the violent January 6th attack on the Capitol and the right to own guns for, among other things, overthrowing the government. They're firm supporters of patriotism, nationalism, book burning or banning, culture wars, masculine supremacy, fewer rights for women. On the other hand, there's not much. It's true that many Republicans don't fully endorse the MAGA agenda, to their credit, but most of them do want its leader to be president. That's pretty much the way many Germans and Italians felt in the 1930s. They didn't like everything about fascism, just enough. We know what happened next. Better get used to hearing more of the F word. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.